Welcome back to another edition of Warp Vinyl with the Cave Dwellers. In the cave once again, of course. And on today's episode, we got a doozy for you. We're taking it back, since it's kind of like an Independence Day edition of Warp Vinyl, right?
Yeah, basically. 4th of July was just yesterday. We were recording on a Sunday today. So we thought, well, Joe thought we'd go out with a banger. He got himself a birthday present. So we're going to go ahead and play that birthday present, take you back into, I would say,
2001.
2001?
Yeah, 2001.
Damn, where were you in 2001?
In school. And I just watched 9/11 9 days later. All right, guys. So on today's episode is Toxicity by System of a Down. You know it. You love it. You might hate it, but it's all good. We're going to go and dive deep on this one. Coming right up.
This album goes out to right here. It's an inside joke, but I'm going to have to make an offer one day.
Okay, we had technical difficulties the last time. Now, this album right now, just like a pizza pie. It's a beautiful thing.
So real quick, so the viewers, if you guys didn't listen to the episode, apparently he has a rare...
No, he doesn't. He doesn't talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. But it's something rare. Yeah.
Cut. That's on the editing floor, dog. It's supposed to stay there.
It's a secret. So, this is the second album, Toxicity. What was the first, or what got you into System?
I think at first it was just like...
Or who got you into System?
The first time I saw System was like on some crazy TV show, like... That was on cable, and it was like an obscure thing, and I was just flipping through channels, and I came across it, and it was System like playing this like War and all the other like songs from the first record. Uh-huh. And just the sound right away, I was like, this shit is heavy as fuck.
It was a show or what that they're playing?
Yeah, it was concert? Like a recorded concert. Okay. And I'm like, their sound is fucking crazy, their look is crazy, like everything caught me like the melodies, and I was just like, dude, this is so fucking heavy and catchy, and I got hooked then. And then I think it was sometime later when this album came out, and yeah, it was like, I sick got hooked.
Yeah, because I think it was like, what, 98 they came out with their first album?
Something like that.
Mid-90s, to be safe. And the first time I heard System, I used to go to a carpool with this guy in high school, and he actually had the first CD, and Sugar was the first one.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think you know what, my cousin showed me Sugar, the first album, when he had it, because like he was already hip to Korn and Deftones, and I was a couple years younger, so I was like, oh, what is this? And then he showed me, he's like, dude, you gotta check out Slipknot. Gotta check out Slipknot. It's fucking crazy. Like, cause that was just like one little step above like the sickness charts or whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was like, I think in seventh grade when I first heard of Slipknot. Yeah. Different album, different artist, but same era. Yeah, same era. I obviously didn't listen right when the album came out. I heard it when I was a freshman, so I was a little late to the game. But I still heard the first album, and it was Sugar and all the other ones. Mine, and then Spiders was another good one. I used to smoke weed to that song.
This is another heavy hitter right here.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, we kind of talked over the first song, but yeah, that one prison song, it has a good message. What I tripped out on was, I was like, dude, everything we're going through, it's basically the same thing, and we're here like almost 20 years later.
Uh-huh.
In the same shit.
And now we're letting go of people from prison. So you built that prison and you're letting them go.
Technically, now we're building more.
Oh, yeah.
And incarcerating more people than ever. Because Dude, can you believe that, okay, now we have these weed laws that it's all, people are making money off of it. They're distributing everything. And all these people that have been convicted, they're still locked up for, like, some shit that happened 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, now it would be considered a minor offense. Honestly, by them keeping people in prison, they make money off of it.
Oh, yeah. They get a lot of work done for very, very cheap.
Not only that, but the funding for the private, like, the spoons, like, the cans shit that they
license
sell,
plate.
Everything, like, it's all, it's an economy in itself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's slave labor.
Bitch-ass parasite.
Bitch-ass parasite. Speaking of parasites. This one's fucking kicking in my head.
Oh, yeah. It's a banger. You have to put on that slow part.
Right here.
We'll just let this one play out right now.
Have you ever sat in your room with a needle in your hand?
No, but I sat in the room with a pookie, a P-Dog fucking packed bowl.
With a needle, with a pookie in my hand.
Smoking some P-Dogs. I used to listen to this song, I remember, and Feasting on the Blood of the Insane by 6 Feet Under.
Nice death growl right here.
That's the thing I love about his singing. He just goes from clean to fucking just that sick ass guttural.
Thrash it.
Yeah. Since this is gonna end, real quick, did you hear that story where all the people, I forgot where, like in Illinois, all the garbage people quit? They're on strike. And you know what they did? They actually got the prison system to come in and fulfill the jobs to throw away the trash. They're like, we're going to pay you, but we're only going to pay you 20% of what they made. So I think they were getting paid like $3 an hour, $2 an hour to throw out people's trash. So talk about the prison system.
This is a good one. We should let the message here. Now that I'm older, these lyrics hit differently. Fucking deer dance.
It's crazy when they stopped doing it, but like I'm looking at it right now, how they used to actually put all the lyrics on the CD and artwork and whatnot. Now you don't get good. Well, I don't really buy CDs anymore, but the artwork is not there anymore. Like, look at Tool. They hire, like, all those crazy artists to do
posters.
Yeah, posters. The artwork of the CD.
The homies from Glendale.
Oh, yeah. Glendale, California. Good old Los Angeles. So this is a good song, especially what's going on and been going on. The week ain't being pushed anymore.
This is what makes System so good.
Oh, yeah.
They just throw in these different, like, type of feels and melodies, and then especially with this like mandolin sounding thing, it's bad.
You think it's that one guitar?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, with a good message too behind it all. And you think, like, you hear some albums, especially on the, I don't know if it's Hypnotize or Memorize, like, why does he talk like that? But then you listen to the message and it's like, oh shit. If you guys never seen System of a Down live, that's a good show to invest in. This is one band that sounds just exactly how the album or how it comes out. No fakeness behind it. No auto-tune.
9/11 was an inside job. And Epstein didn't kill himself.
No. Nor did his secretary.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just Lainey.
Oh, but Bill says she's not dead yet. He's like, oh shit, how do I delete this message, Hillary?
Shout out to the Invisible Man.
So what, we got what, jet pilot now?
Yep.
There's like this slow part coming up.
Oh yeah.
Go see System Live. They're good. They'll even bring out their big ass fucking Glendale carpets for you guys and set them up on the stage. Do you think they'll ever come out with another album?
After 15 years, I'm not sure, dog.
I don't know. I think they're gonna just get old. Look at Pink Floyd. Look at how long that dispute has been going on for.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath. I think they tried. They might try again. And who knows? Fucking might or might not.
Well, look at Guns N' Roses. I'm never going to play with that fucking asshole again. And they've been on the fucking last tour for, like, what, 7 years now?
But that's what's the trip, that, like, the System fan base is like, there hasn't been new music for so long, but they'll still go out and pay to see them.
I'm going to give them hope and just pretending it would be like a Black Sabbath,
like 15 years later.
I don't know. They wait a long time to come out with that new Ozzy and everyone else, the 13.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many years from the last album that they made with Ozzy, but they broke up, they reunited, did a bunch of tours, and then you know what? They're like, fuck it, we've been touring, might as well release an album. By trip out, they all go in different cars, they don't hang out with each other. That's probably System right there. Just go on the stage and play. What's the X? Another growl coming up. My mistake.
Hits.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, there it is. What's your favorite album from System?
That's tough. I think this, for a long time, it was this one.
Yeah.
Long time. But then again, I also like the first record a lot, too.
Yeah.
So that one's a pretty raw. But it's like, this one's like, I don't know, they ascended to some other fucking level.
Yeah, for sure.
It's pretty nuts.
Yeah, for sure. Talking to young Aaron, it would be, the first and second. But now, it's always, the first one still holds up. And I think it's probably Hypnotize. Just that new, unique sound of a System that's just like, damn, where are they going with this? But it's fucking bitching.
Mm-hmm. And we might play one of those later on in the future, but, you know, I barely started getting into them and started, like, really listening to those.
Yeah, it's a different technique, more technical.
To me, like, it was, like you mentioned, a little bit of Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
But more so, like, The Wall. Like, hey, this is a rock opera. We're saying it's some storybook shit.
Yeah, yeah.
should have never come to Hollywood.
Serge, you say your story on this fucking couple tracks. I'll say my story on this couple of tracks.
Yeah.
You got it, Darren? Yes. Let's do this, Serge.
We'll put it together.
Yeah. Wake up. This music video was so weird. It's like they're playing on a stage. Next thing you know, he's eating Chinese food, chop suey noodles. And then they're all hanging out on the table together. And then during this part, they're like all going back and forth, like morphine.
Yeah, it was an interesting one, for sure. Like this video, and then the Got the Light or Freak on the Leash video around the same time, maybe like the Nookie video, all that TRL shit. I was like, what the? I remember that, dog.
Yeah. Speaking about like the old shows, like I didn't discover System on a different platform of show, but there was like this one, like I think it was called like Liquid Metal or something, or like something where it had that uranium fucking death metal. Is that hot ass chick? I forgot her name. That metal chick. But yeah, it was like a TRL, but of more heavier. Like it was like Korn and like you said, Limp Bizkit, System. But no joke, I remember when they came out with Toxicity music video. I think it was Toxicity or maybe it was Ariel's. But my mom used to have a fake long wig. I would just put in air guitar and swing my hair like fucking helicopter shit. Huh.
That boy Rocco.
Forsaken me in your eyes, forsaken me in your thoughts, forsaken me. Only if I was like driving at this time, just be in the car,
man. Or in the shower.
Yeah. What do they call it? The carpool singing or whatever?
Carpool karaoke.
Yeah, carpool karaoke. This would be like me and you driving to work, looking at each other in the eyes, like. What?
Be like, hey, and one of us would be like, hey, watch the road. Oh, yeah.
The 91's coming up.
Yeah. I got lost there for a moment.
You're still on the carpool lane.
Whoops.
Cause angels deserve to die.
That was very beautiful. Thank you for that. So we actually got a couple more on here. On side A. We got that bounce.
Ooh, that's a good one.
This song is about orgies.
So I went on a date with a girl. Brought my pogo stick.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. I wasn't fucking when I first heard this album. So I'm like, why are they jumping everywhere?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Why would this guy bring a pogo stick on his fucking date?
Yep.
Just show her a trick. She had so many friends.
They were laying pipe.
I know. This song was probably created after like a sick ass orgy after like the show. Fucking all of them on the bus and shit. So exotic. But just one pogo stick. Down.
Oh, right here. This is a good shit. If you don't know, now you know. Let's turn this
one up. Turn it up for listeners.
Let's turn it up.
Put it on 11.
Ooh.
We're rocking out right here. This is a banger.
If it was 13-year-old me, I would be doing backflips with my bass on.
Oh, yeah. I would be swinging my fake hair, long hair in the living room.
Amazing fucking System.
I know you didn't go to the last show, but man, they played a lot of like those odd, hardly ever played songs.
Deep cuts?
Yeah.
I wonder if they play the next one.
I'll let you know. Yes, they did. I was actually taking a bump at this, like right when I heard this song. I was like, oh shit!
Damn, this is such a sick ass song.
Yeah, they played a lot of bangers at this last show. But you know what? Fuck fucking San Bernardino, fucking Glen Helen. Fuck their parking lot. They gotta improve that shit. And leave till like fucking 5 in the morning and sick Carmageddon. But worth it. Worth every penny. The show was even raining outdoors too. It just had a certain environment. Carpool karaoke right here. Why don't you know that you are my mind? Tell everyone in the world that I'm. It's crazy that, like, how you said that when you went to go see Tool, how they play those bangers that you just love. This was one when they play, like, you just get the goosebumps, like, fuck, are they really playing this shit?
Give me that drug.
The one thing, like, I wish I was a little older to go to that one festival that you would always show me. What is it? All Day Out? What is
it? Big Day Out.
Yeah, Big Day Out. Damn, there was, like, some sick-ass shows that they did over there.
In Australia?
Yeah, fucking doing, like, some somersaults and all this shit, spinning around on the floor.
Dude, they had, like, some of the sickest bands. Also, the other one is Raiding Festival. That one looked crazy, too.
What, Pink Pop?
Pink Pop, there's Dynamo. I don't know if they even do that anymore. Hellfest. Ooh. Hey, Europe has so many sick ass festivals.
Yeah.
Mountains of Death.
Ooh. Hey, you're getting crazy now. One venue for sure, Red Rocks, gotta go there. Imagine seeing, like you said, Tool or like System at Red Rocks.
Hey, now you're getting crazy. I'm going to have to put these fucking glasses on. Are you kidding me?
Put your PC principal glasses on.
Boy.
Who said, Caitlyn Jenner is not the most amazing woman in the world. She's very amazing, dedicated, hardworking woman.
Exactly. Here we go. We're going to take it out right here.
11, please. That heroin addict bass player.
Hey, just like Z told us, it's the mark of the. I'm not even gonna say it anymore.
Mark of the Legion.
Toxicity, people. That was side A. We got side B coming right up.
Na, 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 na.
This is a dope ass song.
Crazy. All the world I've seen before me passing by. I've got nothing to gain, to lose. All the world I've seen before me passing by. This is when Darren started, like, I know how to sing, Serge.
Started adding his own flavor in there. Probably that might be the reason why he's like, now I want to sing this part.
Yeah, I think so. I think I can. It sounds better with my voice, yeah. Type of thing.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes those weird voices just kind of are more unique. Like look at Bon Scott. Like that voice wouldn't go with a lot of other sounds of music. Who took his place? Who was Bon Scott and the other one?
Oh, Jerry Cantrell.
Oh yeah,
no.
AC/DC. Anyways, I forgot the original one.
Bon Scott.
Is it Bon Scott?
Bon Scott. Yeah. He's the original.
I don't know. Off topic.
AC/DC's not on the war final. Today's the systems of the now.
This is when he had that weird ass Ibanez on, that little horn sticking out.
The Iceman.
Iceman.
Yeah, he still plays those.
Yeah, I see it at NAMM.
Did they ever put out a signature guitar of his?
I don't know. What's that hanging up at NAMM? But it's just his, huh?
It's a picture of him, like with the custom problem.
Yeah. Right next door to Thundercat.
Ottawa. Now we got some science. You're gonna learn today.
Another banger right here. Forgot about this one.
Yup, this is that deep cut.
Dream place.
The Roxy.
The Roxy? Yeah, that was sick. My cousin actually saw that one back in the day. She didn't even know who System of a Down was. She just went with a friend. And I was like, they didn't even have the first album out yet.
No.
Yeah. I think it was the Roxy she saw on that. Imagine that.
That's
wicked. Small ass fucking venue. That's the one where you, like, it's like in the corner of the stage and there's like an upstairs. Is that the Roxy right there at the corner?
Yeah.
On Sunset. Good show, good show. Or good venue. Here's some Armenian music for you.
You from Glendale, bro?
Yeah. I saw Pages, bro. Pages and Cologne. What do you need? Put all down.
We know you guys enjoy this war vinyl shit. We do too.
Yeah. Music is like the universal language. I was just telling someone, I was like, it's crazy that, like, you can listen to this one band. Like, for example, I listen to like Sublime, and there's that one song, Caress Me Down, that starts going into Spanish. I know how to sing every song.
Every lyric.
Every lyric, every word on that song. But I don't even know Spanish. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying. But I know it, and I know how to say it.
Hey.
Ooh, this is a good one. I remember. and they
don't be late to school again, boy.
Nah, just ditch it. Let's have a ditching party. Really high to make this fucking song.
Cocaine crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh. 11, please. Sick ballroom shit right here.
System goes jazz.
Bless you. Oh, everyone knows this song. We don't even need to say what's the name of this song.
If you don't know, slap yourself.
It's Toxicity, bitch. You're welcome.
Should we all do a sing-along? Dude, that drum roll got me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I was like, oh, fuck, this is sick. That just makes that beat.
I like this.
Yeah, it makes the beat fucking bounce.
Oh, yeah. Damn, I haven't heard this song in a long time. Sick memories.
Let's not go there today. Don't press the button today, Joe.
What the fuck is going on? Some devil ass shit.
Yeah, my city.
The devil just slapped your mic off the table. Yes, disorder.
Too much fun.
Second, they toured so much, people from the fuck, they probably get tired of each other soon.
Probably. It's actually a pain in the ass to travel.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're so big now they have their own bus. Or like one of those sick ass fucking Mercedes or Dodge vans, those splinters. Have like a sick ass bed in the back.
You fly in, you fly out, dog. There ain't no fucking tour bus. That's it. They fucking jet setting.
Yeah, jet fuel.
What do you think he's talking about right here?
Something going on in the system.
It's all the Matrix, son.
I don't know his last name, but what was it? His first name is John. He doesn't get enough credit for how good of a drummer he is. You really don't hear too much about him, but He's a pretty sick ass drummer.
This is just from one hit to another.
Aerials?
Psycho.
Psycho. Ooh, yeah. Psycho! Cocaine! Crazy! What do you think this is about? Groupies? Crazy ass groupies?
Girls that don't... You don't need to suck my dick to get into the show.
Yep.
All you had to do was...
Sign this waiver.
Sign this waiver. This was Epstein's favorite song. Or no, Weinstein. Cocaine crazy, psycho groupie coke. Makes you high, makes you high. Do you really wanna think inside? He said don't do it,
but he still did it.
Psycho groupie, cocaine crazy.
I remember singing along to this song. Makes you really wanna go. Psycho groupie, cocaine crazy. Psycho groupie coke. Makes you high. And the one riff that they have coming at the end is just like, fuck. That little solo. Hancholo. It's a little slow, but it's still, I still liked it.
Very solid. Very solid, I guess. Time you were a psycho, cocaine, crazy, psycho, groupie, cocaine, crazy, psycho, groupie, go, makes you high, makes you really wanna go, psycho, groupie, cocaine, crazy, psycho, groupie, go, makes you high, do you really wanna think and stop? This song, when I first heard it, I really didn't feel it at first, but it took, I didn't understand, the concept, so... But then again, I'm 13, so what the fuck do I know?
Yeah. I it's pretty, like, you hear it. You hear the lyrics and the words, and yeah. Yeah. Okay, you don't have to suck my dick.
Yeah.
Psycho. But yeah, I didn't really care for it at first, but then you just listen to it on a road trip, like Vegas with your parents and shit, and you're like, oh, damn, I really like that little slow solo at the end.
This whole shit is good, dude.
Right here.
Hey, guy at the fruit singing Freebird. What's wrong with you? Like the sign says, no stairway.
Oh, yeah.
Symphonic strings in the back. Yeah, they're pretty hardcore with the production. Oh, yeah. That's the thing, like, they have piano, like, you don't think about it, but it's in there.
On this album artwork, you see their studio. It's a pretty sick-ass studio.
Yeah, Rick Rubin produced this record. I wonder how much influence he had.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But this is the closer. You might know this one as Aerials. In the sky.
Big Z, where are you?
He would say he's not marked. But you gotta listen into that episode for that shit.
It's coming up soon. Yeah, Rick Rubin, fuck. He produced and fucking came out with all kinds of fucking crazy artists. Johnny Cash. It's crazy how they all have the same... like CD artwork or background.
Yep.
That label. Yeah, Rick Rubin produced this one.
American.
Yeah. Swimming through the void, we hear. I think Danzig? I don't know, I'm not gonna drop names anymore.
Slayer.
Oh yeah.
Such a simple fucking powerful riff. That's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah. Slow and heavy.
It doesn't have to be technical. Dude, it's like a, I don't know if you want to call it a science, but it's like that.
You
get together with that band, and each guy has a different role to play, and it's just that formula that still comes together. It's unbelievable.
Yep.
Like, I hear, like, bands that do this similar. It's, like, so simple but powerful, like Soundgarden.
Yep.
Like, I'm like, fuck. I don't know how they do this.
Yeah, it's crazy. Just, and that's the problem with a lot of these bands. They just, they let the talent go to their head. Let them balloon up. And then like, no, I can do this on my own.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when they're together, yeah. Like I've mentioned this before, it's just, it's a masterpiece.
Yeah. This riff is 11. This is a power riff. I haven't said this in a while. Power riff.
Power riff. 2020.
I like when he has the hi-hats open. Open that shit up. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Sounds more just heavy and solid. With them open.
It's because we're riding the wave right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Wind almost blew my headphones off. Then you go back to the rim shots. You got that little mandolin thing in the back. That's called the four string. That's called the quattro.
The quattro. Even the way they ended off, just.
He's sitting that sitar in the back. He's chilling on opium.
Oh, yeah.
See, I never even heard this. Only on vinyl. Warp vinyl can you hear this type of shit.
And that was another episode of Warp Vinyl.
Damn.
With System of the Down, Toxicity.
That was honestly one of the best ones I think I've heard.
Yeah, it was a banger.
Fucking A. Well, we hope you enjoyed it. I don't know what you take away from that record, but if you haven't, let's put it in your rotation. Throw it back on. You might find something new
there. Yeah, search it up on Spotify.
Toxicity. System of a Down. You already know what it is. We're cave dwellers. We hope you enjoy the show. Big Dog, you got any last words?
Just your host, Ranger Aaron over here. We're signing out. You, Joe?
That's it from us.
So happy 4th of July, I guess. That's about it.
So from our cave dwelling family to yours. See you next time.
Yeah. Cave Dwellers signing out. Don't forget to follow, listen, like, subscribe. Follow us at cavedwellers.podcast on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes, sir.
Yep. So signing out. Hope you guys like it.
Later.